Bible are the answers to our most pressing needs and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children have learned to go to the Bible to learn from these great people in their lives. Now, this tape tells one of these stories. Most of our stories are taken from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated. Please listen and then go to your Bible and read to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
Abraham's greatest test. As Isaac grew, Abraham loved him more and more. Abraham and Sarah were so happy that God had given Isaac and that through his line of people, the whole world would someday be blessed. This meant that the Savior would someday be born into the world through Isaac's family line. Abraham taught him to know and worship God. God knew how much Isaac was loved. He wanted to test Abraham. He wanted to prove Abraham's faith. So, one day he told Abraham to take Isaac to a certain mountain in the land of Moriah. God said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and offer him there as a burnt offering." Abraham did not understand, but he was sure God knew best. He would obey. But oh, it would be so hard to give his only son as an offering. Early the next morning, Abraham got ready to go. He saddled his donkey and took Isaac and two servants. They took wood and fire for the altar. For 3 days the men traveled. At night they slept under the stars. Soon the travelers came close to the mountain where God wanted Abraham to worship. Abraham told the servants to wait until he returned. He and Isaac went up on the mountain. Isaac carried the wood, and Abraham carried a knife, and the fire in an iron pot. Isaac asked his father, "Where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "My son, God will provide a lamb." When they reached the place God had chosen, Abraham built an altar. He laid the wood upon it. Then he tied Isaac's feet and hands and placed him on the altar. Abraham took the knife. He raised his hand to slay his son. Tears must have been running down Abraham's face. He was willing to sacrifice his precious son for God. Isaac lay waiting the knife's cut. At that very moment, an angel of the Lord said, "Abraham, Abraham, do not lay your hand on the lad. Now I know that you fear God. You are even willing to give me your only son." Isaac was untied. How happy these two felt. Isaac could live. They must have hugged each other. Abraham and Isaac had both proved their love for God. Isaac was a strong young man and could have fought his father or run away. But he believed God. He was ready to obey, even to dying on that altar. Abraham looked around. There was a ram caught by his horns in some bushes. God provided this ram for the offering. God gave them what they needed for the worship and offering. God also gives us what we need when we trust and obey Him. God was pleased to learn how very much Abraham really loved him. Abraham trusted and obeyed. God was also pleased with the boy Isaac. They had passed the test. Joy filled their hearts because they had obeyed the true and living God. It always makes our hearts glad when we obey and do right.